welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program because we're going to be talking about angels, and I just love the topic. In fact, in the Bible, did you know that there are over 200 references to angels and their interaction with man? They're amazing. And did you know that they are around you right now? It says in the Bible that they encamp around the righteous. But maybe you've said, well, I've never seen an angel, or I wouldn't know one. If it showed up, I wouldn't know what to do with it. Well, that's what today's program is going to be about. And with us, we have our good friend Joshua Mills. And, you know, you've had lots of interaction with angels. You've seen them. You've seen their missions in your life and their activity, and you know how to discern them. And so we're so excited to have you as our guest today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here today.
Awesome. Well, Joshua, you actually began to discern angels at a very young age, and you had interaction with them. Why don't you tell us that story?
When I was just a small little child, I remember oftentimes being out in the backyard of my house, or even being downstairs playing around, and there were spirit beings that I used to be very familiar with and interact with. And I remember my parents calling them my imaginary friends.
Right.
You know, because nobody else could see them, nobody else understood them. But
and do you mind me asking you, how did you see them?
For me, my eyes, I guess, were open. I mean, it wasn't like I tried. It wasn't like I was trying to make something happen. It was
so. Did you
very
see them
real.
Like as real as you see it, me?
Absolutely.
That is so cool.
They were very visible to me, and they would interact with me and play with me, and they're my friends, you know. And I remember it's amazing because some parents they wonder about these imaginary friends that children are talking about. And I believe oftentimes it's actually angelic presence. It's angelic beings. The Bible talks about childlike faith, having faith like a child. And oftentimes children are much more sensitive to these supernatural realms, these holy realms, and able to interact in that way. As a young child at church, I remember going to church, sitting in worship, and seeing angels flying around the sanctuary of the church. And I would actually be sitting there with one of my friends, and many times, Sunday morning, we'd just watch, and we'd be worshiping the Lord, praising the Lord, and this was normal.
It was just normal. You probably thought everybody saw them,
exactly.
Right?
It's angels. Where else would you expect them? Church, right? Of course. Until one week, I went and I was sharing some of these things. We were just talking randomly about what we were seeing, and one of the adults in the church came up to us and scolded us and told us that it was impossible to see angels. We were making up stories. We're lying. This doesn't happen. Angels don't fly around the church. And when that happened, the amazing thing is, even though it had been such a reality for me up to that point, there's something about childlike faith that just believes.
Right.
It doesn't understand all the details. It doesn't have it all figured out.
Right.
But it just believes. And actually, when adults come along and they steal that spiritual innocence, or that childlike innocence, oftentimes what happens is that realm shut down, and that's what happened for me in my life.
How did you feel, like, you know, like when they were confronting you and, I mean, calling you a liar? I mean, it's one thing saying, oh, it's possibly your imagination, but another thing saying you're lying, there's no such thing, especially an authority figure for a child. Like, did you actually doubt at that point then the reality of what you'd seen?
I remember feeling grieved. And at the time, I didn't even know the word for it. I didn't know that was a word. But I remember feeling grieved in my spirit because I knew what we had seen. I knew I wasn't making things up. And yet I was being told, this isn't real. This isn't right. This doesn't happen. And so somehow in all of that, my processing, that whole realm was shut up. And I never saw the angels again.
You know, I think that that happens a lot, and we want to, you know, we want to discuss that because sometimes if a parent cannot recall seeing an angel or an adult, then they're just assuming that they're not there.
Right.
And then disqualify other people's experiences, including children. But I remember my grandson, when he was just a brand new baby, I remember him looking up into the corner, and his eyes were seeing something.
Right.
And then he all of a sudden started to smile, and then the smile would go down, and he'd look like that, and then up again and smile. And I knew he
right,
was seeing right. angels.
Absolutely.
I knew it. And
absolutely.
I remember sharing with someone, they said, oh, well, it could have been gas. And I thought, are you kidding?
No
way. You can tell that
your
eyes are fixed.
A little daughter, she's 14 months now, but when she was about 6 or 7 months old, we were sitting in the backyard of our house, and my son, who was 10 years old at the time, he was sitting there with me. And as I was holding my daughter, she was looking up, and she was craning her neck, and she was just looking all around. It was like she was looking at something, and I looked up, wondering what she was looking at. There was nothing up there. And I said to my son, I said, I wonder what she's looking at. And he looks up, and he says, oh, Dad, she's looking at angels. I said, what do you mean? He said, I can see them right there. They're different colors, and they're different lights. And, yeah, she's looking at angels. And here
wow.
my son and my daughter were able to see into that supernatural realm.
And at that time, I mean, you are a seer. I mean, you
right,
see
right.
into the spirit realm
I've
and the glory realm
things.
All the time.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, it's just not an unusual
right.
thing for you. But at that particular time, God had opened their
right.
eyes and not yours.
Something
to it.
I've learned so, is that there's always more to see in God.
Right, always.
And it doesn't matter how much we've seen in the past, mm-hmm. doesn't matter how much supernatural experience we've had in the past, God always wants to show us something new. And that's why we have to be open.
Right. And sometimes mm-hmm. he doesn't show you because he just wants you to believe by faith, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, sometimes
absolutely.
That's a reason why someone might see with open vision, another person
right.
not. He deals with everyone differently and at different times.
Absolutely.
So what advice would you give to parents when their children are, I mean, a lot of our viewers will be wanting to know, how do you nurture in a child the ability to see into that
right.
realm, and how can you encourage it? What can you do and what shouldn't you do?
I think one of the things that I would like to share with you is that, you know, when your children begin seeing in the spirit, when God begins doing things with your children, you might not understand everything that they're experiencing. You might not understand everything they're seeing, but be very, very careful not to judge something that you don't understand. If you need more revelation, go back to the Word of God. Just begin reading and just cover your children with the blood of Christ. Just cover them with the Word of God and just begin pouring into them. The Bible talks about the Word of God being a seed, and as it's planted into the fertile soil of childlike faith, it will create a harvest of divine supernatural ability and potential. And so I would just, I think that's one of the biggest things, is just to be very careful and mm-hmm. and just to train your children in the way that they should go.
Right.
In the Word
now,
of God.
Sometimes I've seen children, and I mean, children have this beautiful, like almost like untainted imagination when they're really
right.
young, because it's just the natural
yeah.
ability to see in their
so
mind's
vivid.
Eye. It's so beautiful.
Vibrant, yeah.
And of course, that's how we become creative people,
exactly.
because God gave us that imagination.
Right.
And sometimes, like, if they tell their stories about seeing something in the supernatural and they get a lot of attention for it, they might fabricate a little bit more than
right.
than what is there. Have you noticed that? And if so, how would you steer it without crushing
right.
the child, but
I think that's why it? In our life, in our own family, we've never put pressure on our children to perform. We've never put any pressure on our children to be super spiritual. We just only ask them to be themselves. And mm-hmm. we've kind of created an atmosphere in our home where they can just be who they are, and they don't
right.
have to be any more than that.
Right.
And with my son Lincoln, he's 11 years old now, and we have a lot of honest talks with each other and just open. We've been very, very open with him and just raising him in that atmosphere where he understands that
right.
he can live in the supernatural, but he doesn't have to be super spiritual.
Right.
He can just be who God created him
right.
to be. I think that takes all the pressure off and all those things that would make children maybe try to get more attention or to
right.
to fabricate stories. Yeah.
One of the things I adore about you and Jana Angela, your wife, is that you walk in so much integrity, and you have very high standards about, you know, things being reported accurately without embellishment
right.
or,
right.
you know, if it's God, you want to represent him right. And I think that if the parents have that just as a natural, you know, heart, then their children are going to learn that value also. And I've seen you,
yeah.
You know, really, you know, you're so delightfully playful with your son. And I've seen that acceptance and love and just be yourself, but I've also seen the modeling of tremendous, you know, values, including integrity on the testimony. Right. Now, before we finish this segment, I want you to share a little bit. How did you, because obviously from the time you got shut down and you never saw any angels anymore
right.
for a while.
No more angels.
No more angels for years. There came a time, though, that it got reawakened in you. Can you share how God did that for you?
Right, absolutely. I was in my early 20s by this time. I had gotten into ministry. I was a praise and worship leader. I was traveling all around. God was doing wonderful things, seeing a lot of miracles. And yet, still, I mean, I knew angels existed. I knew there's a reality to them, but I wasn't seeing them. And it wasn't until I was ministering, actually, at Calvary Pentecostal Campground, which is in Ashland, Virginia. Mm-hmm. I was doing a set of meetings there at their wonderful camp meeting. And the one night I was sleeping above the snack bar in one of the rooms that they have up there. And I had a dream, but it wasn't just another dream. It was a vivid, powerful encounter, kind of a dream. And in that dream, I found myself in this atmosphere where there were three heavenly beings, three spiritual beings, and now I understand that they were actually angels that were assigned over my life. And in this encounter, I asked them what their names were. They told me their names. I asked them what they did. They told me their ministry functions in my life. And in that encounter, it was something that God used to open up the reality of the angelic realm and actually being able to see them and understand them. They looked just like me, but they were bigger and stronger and taller and seemed a little bit more powerful. And but yeah, it was absolutely amazing how God used a dream to unlock that realm.
And just for a confirmation, that's biblical too, that,
right.
you know, oftentimes a person's angel looks like them. That's why I think the prayer meeting where Peter showed up
right.
after he got out of prison, they thought it was his angel because they were used to seeing angels that
looked like the person.
Now, mm-hmm. in our book, Powerful Encounters in the God Realm, you have contributed an awesome chapter in this book on angels and has teaching in it as well as testimony, as well as other authors have also written about the angelic realm in this book. It's a powerful book, actually. It builds your faith. It gets you excited about God. And I believe that there's yeah. transference when testimonies and teaching from the Word is shared. So we're going to be letting people know more about that. But I love your chapter in this book, and I want to thank you for your contribution into that. And
thank
also...
you.
I love this CD, Ministering with Angels, How to Activate the Angelic Realm in Your Life. Now, we're going to go to a break right now, but just before we do, I want to pray for some of you that as Joshua was sharing his testimony, I felt in my spirit that there was many of you thinking, oh my, I got shut down in exactly the same way, but it hasn't been awakened yet. I just want to minister to that right now because you're going to open up like a flower. It's all going to come back. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for an awakening of that which was shut down, an opening up of that which was closed off. And, Lord, any shame or blame or guilt or anything that made them feel like they couldn't express the fullness of who you made them to be and experience you, we just lift that off now in Jesus' name. We'll be right back.
Angels are everywhere. Learn to activate the angelic realm in your life with Joshua Mills' Angelic Realm Combo, including multi-authored book, Powerful Encounters in the God Realm, Joshua's Ministering with Angels teaching CD, as well as his Power of the Glory Cloud visitation CD. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 188. Or visit xpministries.com to order Joshua Mills' Angelic Realm Combo for just $39. Order now. Joshua Mills is a powerfully anointed teacher of the glory of God. Order his School of Signs and Wonders, including a student manual, two full-color study charts, and a 14-DVD teaching library. Learn about topics like creative miracles and activating angels. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 189 or visit xpministries.com to purchase School of Signs and Wonders for just $199. Order now.
Well, welcome back. We want to have Joshua share right now about some testimonies, because you could write books and books of the testimonies and encounters that you have experienced in God. But what are some of your favorite testimonies about angels? I know that one of them you were talking about earlier as we were discussing the program was the miracle fireball. What's that
right.
about?
It's one of my favorite testimonies to share about the angelic realm. I was ministering in Victoria, Canada. I don't know, it was maybe 5-6 years ago, something like that. And I remember the one night after I was done ministering, I just felt like I was supposed to dismiss the ministry teams to go pray for everybody, and that I was supposed to go back to my the hotel and just spend some time with the Lord. And so I went back to the hotel, and when I got to the room, the hotel room, I put my key card in, opened up the door, and when I opened up the door, there was someone standing on the other side of the room. And I got frightened. I was actually terrified that there was somebody on the other side of the hotel room. But the next thing I know is this person that's over there reaches up, grabs a fireball right out of heaven, pulls down a fireball. Now I realize this isn't some kind of stranger, and says, "Catch." I'm still standing in the, this all happened very quickly.
No, this being was like a real person.
It looked just like a regular person.
It looked like a human being.
Like a regular
like
person.
Like a real substance person.
Wasn't shining, wasn't glowing, looked like a regular person.
Wow.
Until reached up and grabbed this fireball. Threw it at me, said catch, threw it at me. And I caught it. I was still standing in the doorway. I caught it. And the next thing I know, there's gold. It exploded like gold all over the door frame, all over me, all over the hallway, all over the inside of the room. And this angel said, "Get ready to catch. More miracles are coming."
Wow.
Then gone. Just disappeared. And so now I'm shaking. I'm terrified. I'm trying to figure out what God did, what this was all about. I went into my room, just shook for about 2-3 hours. And finally, I was able to call my wife and share the encounter that I just had. And the next day I go back to the church, and the pastors could see that something had happened to me, and I didn't really want to share with them exactly what God had done. But anyhow, that night I went back to minister at the church. I was preaching behind the pulpit, and I shared a really nice message. And at the end I looked up, and the same angel that had been in my hotel room was now standing at the back of the church. And I knew what was about to happen. And so the angel reaches up, pulls out a fireball from heaven.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, "Oh, Lord, like, you know, I don't like to run and I don't like to catch." And I'm like, my reflexes are really bad. And the angel throws the ball, but instead of throwing it at me behind the pulpit, threw it over to the other side of the congregation. And so I ended up having to run over to the one side of the congregation. I had a jump. When I jumped to catch the fireball, it exploded again,
wow,
just like it had the night before. Exploded all over the people that were down there, all over me, all over, I mean, it was everywhere. But this time when I caught it, there was a word of knowledge that came inside the fireball for miracles. And that one was specifically for finances. And the angel pulled out another fireball, threw it on the other side of the congregation. I had to run all the way to the other side of the church.
I think God
this
likes
is
playing
people,
with us.
People are sitting there. You know, we're having like a meeting.
A meeting in church.
And they're watching what's happening. And there were a few people that told me later on that they saw the angel. Most people didn't see the angel. But everybody saw the manifestation of
right.
when I would
jump to
catch.
So it was like gold glitter
that
came out.
It was just like an explosion of gold dust all wow. over the place. And it would come over the people, come over me, it would come everywhere.
Now, Joshua, I've actually seen it, like not with an open vision, but I
right.
remember we were in New Mexico doing a meeting together, and
yeah,
you were
I remember
one of our,
this.
Our speakers.
Right.
And you came in, and we were already in worship when you came in, and then I felt you come in, so I looked, and I,
right.
I noticed, because like, because you do get the gold glitter,
right.
I looked for it. I thought, "Oh, I wonder if it's come yet." And I noticed that there wasn't anything on your jacket at that time,
yeah.
and you had just already started worshiping, and so I went back into worship, when all of a sudden I felt the presence mm. of something come in behind you, and I looked.
Right.
Now, I didn't see it with an open eye vision, but I felt that
you
there was an angel.
It.
I could sense an
sure.
angel behind you, and lo and behold, right at that moment, I started seeing glitter show up on your jacket.
Right.
Well, so much came in those meetings, like even in the elevator. I don't know if you
remember
this,
but
it was all over the
elevator
and the hotel after and everything.
Right.
And it was just amazing. But I actually remember that angel. And then the other time was when you were here in Arizona with us and the sapphire started coming all over us.
Right.
Remember, the sapphire glitter came. And I believe an angel had come with that because later on in the green room, we were all up there having fellowship afterwards. And there was a man who was a Jewish gentleman, but he hadn't come to know Jesus yet. And he was very skeptical. He thought maybe someone had thrown out that glitter all over the place. He was very skeptical. But his friend brought him up into the green room. And then I saw all of a sudden this ball of
the
sapphire.
Orb.
And it just... and it got all over everybody. And he saw that with open vision.
Right.
So I believe it was another one of those angels bringing such a gift. And he ended up giving his life to Jesus that night because of an angelic visitation and the glory manifestation.
Right. Which is what it's all about.
Yes.
God releases his angels to work with his children, to work with Christians. The Bible talks about the angels being those that minister to heirs of salvation.
Yes.
But it's to minister God's purposes. So
exactly.
It's salvation, it's healing miracles, it's financial prosperity, provision, all these kinds of things.
Yeah.
God utilizes the angelic realm in our life. And that's what I teach about on that CD, ministering with angels, how to activate the angelic realm. Because a lot of people understand that angels are real. They know that they exist because the Bible says it.
Right.
But they don't understand how God wants them to interact with us and how we need to interact with them.
And so often when an angel is sent by God to minister, it's an expression of his love, you know?
Always.
I remember one time God sent an angel to take me on a chariot ride. And I know some spiritual leaders, they struggled so much with that testimony. And I thought, I can't deny it. They said, well, why did God do it?
And it happened.
Well, I actually asked God and he said, I just wanted you to have fun.
Right.
You know, and he's a daddy. He's not only this awesome, righteous, holy God that created the entire universe and beyond.
Right.
He is a daddy. And he loves to play with us, just like I like to play with my grandchildren right now.
Exactly.
You like to play with your children.
Absolutely.
And you just love laughing with them and seeing them in awe or surprised over something.
Right.
And sometimes God will do that just to knit your heart in love to him.
Yeah.
Talk about the prosperity angel.
We've had a lot of prosperity angels show up many times in meetings. But one time that I'm thinking of right now is that we were at our home in several years ago, maybe about 3 years ago. And we had just got home from a trip to Singapore. And as we're at home, I laid down to nap for a few hours. We're going to head right back to the airport and go on another trip like within a matter of hours. And Janet was doing the laundry, getting us ready for the next trip. I laid down. I was having this dream. And all of a sudden, in this dream, again, an angel shows up. And I see this angel just pouring out prosperity all over us, just gold coming all over us, splashing everywhere. It was like liquid gold. It was gold dust. It was gold coins, like unlimited prosperity just flowing all over us in this dream. And the next thing I know, Janet comes in the room. She wakes me up and she said, Joshua. I said, what? She said, there's gold coming all over our clothes. She was doing the laundry. She said, there's gold coming all over our clothes. I said, this is amazing. This is awesome. And I said, God just gave me a dream about gold literally coming all over us, just this prosperity angel showing up. So,
and that's sometimes a sign, like a sign and a wonder, right?
Absolutely.
So it comes in a sign, but it actually is a message saying, get ready
for what's about to
and for what you can take to the bank, even.
Exactly.
Like,
and what happened through, to make a really long testimony a little bit shorter, what happened through that, we called our office in Canada. Our secretary was having the exact same encounter. Gold was coming all over her clothing at the same moment that we were having this encounter where we were. And then I thought, okay, well, I know what to do when I see this in the spirit, when I can see the signs. I know that I should sow a seed. I should take what I have because I discern that there's an angel of prosperity.
Right.
And so, Lord, I thank you for that. I'm not trying to buy a miracle, but I can sow into this encounter.
Yeah.
And so we took the largest seed that we had. We had a little bit of savings, and we knew that there was a minister that was in need, and we took all of the savings we had, and we called them up right at that moment. We woke them up out of bed because they were on the East Coast. And I said, we're going to send you this money to meet your need, and it's going to be wonderful. So we sowed the seed. Had this encounter, we knew that there was an angel of prosperity that was visiting us. Within months, God gave us a home for the very first time. We were we got a home.
Wow.
Brand new home. God gave us a new vehicle. We had a blessing in our unprecedented blessing in our ministry. Began to write so many books. I mean, so many things began to happen in our life, but it was, I know, through this encounter of the angel of prosperity.
And Bob Jones told me one time, he said, when God assigns an angel to you, it is then with you for life.
Right, absolutely.
And I said, can you give me a chapter and verse for that? And he said, well, the Bible says that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. And I thought, I'll take that one. In other words, when God gives the gift, gives the assignment, he doesn't pull it back.
Yeah.
So that angel from that point on has been with you and your family and your ministry to be able to pour out. And prosperity is not just financial prosperity.
It's
like
every way.
The anointing and the glory and the fruitfulness in life. And God wants every believer to be prosperous.
Right. The Bible talks about angels of prosperity. This is amazing. It talks about an angel that will go ahead and prosper your way. And the whole purpose for that angel was actually to find a spouse. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
To go out and find the right spouse.
That's right.
And so there's angels of prosperity that God's able to release. And I feel it right now.
Yeah.
That there's actually angels of prosperity that are being released for even those that are watching right now to lead you into the place of finding a godly spouse, a godly wife, a godly husband. So Lord, I thank you for releasing those angels right now in Jesus' mighty name, releasing those prosperity of angels for prosperity in the family, prosperity in the home, prosperity in every way, in relationships, in Jesus' name.
Whoa. You know, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. And because he does, you can expect angelic visitation.
Angels are everywhere. Learn to activate the angelic realm in your life with Joshua Mills' Angelic Realm Combo, including multi-authored book, Powerful Encounters in the God Realm, Joshua's Ministering with Angels teaching CD, as well as his Power of the Glory Cloud visitation CD. Call 866-980-5464 and order television offer number 188. Or visit xpministries.com to order Joshua Mills' Angelic Realm Combo for just $39. Order now.
Hello there, my name's Patricia King, and you know what? I'm going to be in Israel with a God TV Israel tour. I hope that you're going to join me there too, along with many, many Christian leaders from around the world. We're going to visit the Holy Land, all the different sites. We're going to pray, we're going to prophesy, and attend many events. You'll want to be there too. Mark it on your calendar. August 25th to September 3rd, 2013.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for blessing those that are watching right now. I thank you for the reality of your angelic realm that begins to invade their life. Lord, I thank you for opening up their eyes to see things that they have never seen before. Lord, I thank you for opening up their ears to hear even angelic choirs and your heavenly voices singing from heaven. Lord, I thank you for releasing innumerable, unimaginable blessing in their life. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for doing it. Hallelujah.
Help Patricia bring light into darkness. Donate by calling 1-866-980-5464. Your generous seed planted in love and faith will grant you blessed eternal rewards forever.